We want to welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship, we have been doing a series in the past year, took a few weeks off from that during the Christmas holidays, but on Proverbs chapter 30, specifically the words of Agur that are recorded there, and we're calling them Agur's axioms as a call for us to come back to the Word of God, to understand our times. Specifically, Proverbs chapter 30 is related to the last days and the characteristics of the last times and how people will live and how people will act and how they will think. And it's interesting, when we come down here to verses 11 through 14, there are four generations that are indicated here. Let me just read them. There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among men. Now, these four groups that are indicated are hateful groups. I think that's important to see. They are hateful persons. They are hateful groups. There is graceless children. There is the hypocrite. There is the proud. And there is the cruel oppressors. It's interesting that I think every generation can see these kind of people that are present. But especially in the last times, the characteristic of the age will be characterized by these four groups of people. And I think it's interesting that the very first one that Agur mentions is what group of people? Children. I find that very interesting, because children become leaders. Children, after time, become the next generation of leaders. And if they are hateful as children, what will they be like when they are adults? You see, the way you are shot out of a home, and the Bible compares children to arrows. The Bible says, blessed is the man that hath his quiver full. But what does an archer have in his quiver? Does he have crooked arrows? Arrows that when you shoot them, they go around the corner rather than going straight? You see, the whole point is that blessed is the man that hath his quiver full of what kind of arrows? Straight arrows. Arrows that when they're fired from the bow will hit the target that they are being sent to. And there is never a mistake. Children always hit the mark of where they were sent to, how they were fired out of the home. That's the Bible tells us that. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. In other words, he'll hit the mark. And so this morning, as we come together to worship God, I want us to understand that worship, in the context of a corporate body of individuals, is a teaching time as well for children. The reason that we have children in our adult worship is so that they might learn how to worship God, that they might have some sense of what it means to come before His presence with singing. Do you realize that the majority of our generation today doesn't sing? They are sung to, but they don't sing. I think that's sad. I think children ought to be singing. And as adults, whenever we're singing the hymns together, we are teaching our children. I learned how to sing tenor standing next to my dad growing up. I didn't have to go to music school. I just listened to dad. And I sang tenor from that. Just standing next to him, I learned how to do the different parts. I never had a bass voice, so I knew I couldn't do that. So it was either alto, melody, or tenor. I learned how to sing in church.